AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. An appeals court says President Trump's former personal lawyer, Alina Hava, is disqualified from serving in her role as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor. A panel of judges from the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, sitting in Philadelphia, sided with the lower court judge's ruling after hearing oral arguments at which Hava herself was present on October 20th. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on the investigation into the cause of a fire at a building complex in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong authorities say some of the netting on buildings that caught fire last week did not meet codes for fire resistance. The blaze, which took 2 days to be extinguished, has claimed at least 151 lives and left thousands homeless. Hong Kong resident Lian Shuzheng told the AP the fire is a wake-up call to all residents that live in high-rise buildings especially. Authorities are investigating possible fire code violations at the buildings, which were under renovation. The fire started on the lower level plastic nylon netting covering bamboo scaffolding around one building. It then spreads to nearby buildings through the flammable foam panels on the building windows until 7 of 8 buildings in the complex were ablaze. Hong Kong's anti-corruption agency has arrested 14 people, while authorities have acted swiftly to stifle criticism, warning against disruptions. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Trump says he's invited the family of U.S. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom to the White House. She was the National Guard member fatally shot last week in D.C. Authorities in Central California are urging witnesses of a fatal shooting at a child's birthday party to come forward. 3 children and an adult were killed in Stockton on Saturday. 11 people were wounded. Crypto stocks and NVIDIA are pulling Wall Street lower and are threatening its 5-day winning streak. This is AP News. The post-Thanksgiving shopping marathon ends today. Experts are expecting consumers to drive record Cyber Monday spending this year, despite wider economic uncertainty. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the long-lost Peter Paul Rubens painting that was sold for $2.7 million at an auction.
The painting depicting the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was recently found in a private townhouse in Paris. Initially thought to be from one of Rubens's workshops, it was rarely valued at more than $11,500. Auctioneer Jean-Pierre Ozena said that the painting was authenticated by the Rubens Committee in Antwerp. Art experts noted that the painting had virtually disappeared in the early 1600s. It belonged to the 19th century French painter William Bouguereau before being passed down in the family. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.